Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
For the last 2 weeks, we've spent a little bit of time looking at the complexity of forgiveness and what it takes and the process and some simple strategies for how to get there. And I'm always really, really keen whenever I speak forgiveness to look at the other side of the coin, which is actually self-forgiveness. The reality is we're all not perfect and that we've all wronged someone at some point in time. And so we need to sometimes consider how we can forgive ourselves for this. Because if done rightly or done in a concerted way, then we can actually learn a lot from our mistakes and actually become better people, better partners, better fathers and lovers in the process. If we're unable to actually process this stuff and unable to work and start to forgive ourselves, it can often have wider consequences on our confidence, on our self-worth and self-esteem. We can feel ashamed. And sadly, the reality is that if we're unable to learn and process and grow from this, there's a real likelihood that it's probably going to happen again. So some strategies, some questions to ask yourself. Like we talked about with forgiveness, what is the actual behavior? It's really important to make that distinction between the actions and the person and to go hard on the actions and soft on the person. So what exactly was the behavior that was the issue? What was it that I did? And to remember, it's not about me. It's not me I'm looking at, but my behavior and actions. So remind yourself, my behavior and my actions I can change. Myself might be a little bit of a slower, longer process. Ask yourself, have I sincerely apologized to the person and sought genuinely to make whatever amends I can and I'm able to? If not, can I actually do this? Might I have to make this a priority and actually actively engage in this process of making amends? Have I learnt or changed my life because of this occurring? Have I made some changes? Have I had a look at myself and done some things differently? A really, really good measuring stick for this is to ask yourself, if the same situation were to arise again, would I actually act differently or would I respond differently? If the answer is yes, there's a really, really great chance that you've grown and learnt because of this process. And so therefore, it starts to become true. And another question to ask yourself is, isn't it true that I'm not the same person today as the person that made that mistake? I'm a really, really big fan of the saying that we never, ever step into the same river twice, and both the river and ourselves change constantly. So it's really, really important when it comes to self-forgiveness to consider what I might have learnt about the world and myself and my place in it because of this. Is there a chance that I may actually be a better person for having made this mistake? And if that's the case, how could I then maybe consider encouraging others to learn from their mistakes and to grow through this process as well? So that's how you can get some understanding on how to forgive yourself and also potentially go a little bit easier on people who may wrong you in your life and we can all get together a lot more harmoniously. Be kind to yourself this week on Mind Games.